The Little Old Lady Who Broke All the Rules by Katarina Ingelman Sundbay, read by Patience Tomlinson. To my nephews and nieces, Frederick, Isabella, Simon, Hannah, Maria, Henrik, Katrin, Hampus, Suzanne, Christian, Katarina, Helena, Frederica, Anna and Sophia. A crime a day keeps the doctor away. Christina, aged 77. Prologue. The little old lady gripped the handles of her Zimmer frame, hung her walking stick next to the shopping basket, and did her best to look assertive. After all, a woman of 79 about to commit her first bank robbery needed to project an air of authority. She straightened her back, pulled her hat down over her forehead, and thrust open the door. Supported by her frame, she walked slowly and determinedly into the bank. It was 5 minutes before closing time, and three customers were waiting in the queue. The Zimmer frame squeaked faintly. She'd greased it with olive oil, but one of the wheels had been wobbly ever since she'd collided with the cleaning trolley at the retirement home. Not that it really mattered. The most important thing was that it had a large basket with room for a lot of money. Martha Andersson, from Södermalm, Stockholm, walked with a slight stoop, wearing a plain coat of nondescript colour, chosen especially to avoid attracting attention. She was smaller than average and solidly built, but not fat. She wore sensible dark walking shoes, which would be perfect for a quick escape if it was necessary. That was assuming she was still able to pick up the speed to run. It wasn't something she had attempted in a number of years, so she might have to settle with a brisk trot. Her heavily veined hands were hidden inside a pair of well-used leather gloves, and her short white hair was concealed under a wide-brimmed brown hat. She had wrapped a neon-coloured scarf around her neck, so if a photo was taken of her with a flash, it would automatically overexpose the rest of the picture and her facial features would disappear. The scarf was mainly an extra safety measure, since her mouth and nose were shadowed by her hat. But if she had to be old, she might as well be wise too. The bank's little branch on Götgatan looked like most banks in Sweden these days. There was just one cashier standing behind the solitary service counter, bland and boring walls, a highly polished floor, and a small table brimming with brochures about advantageous loans and investment advice. "Dear brochure writers," Martha thought, "I know of much better ways of making lots of money." Martha intended to laugh all the way to the bank, and all the way back out again, too. She sat down on the customer's sofa and pretended to study the posters advertising savings accounts, but found it hard to keep her hands still. She discreetly slipped one hand into her pocket for a fruit pastel, one of those unhealthy sweets that the doctors warned her against and dentists secretly loved. She tried to be good. She tried not to give in to the sugary treats. But if she was going to be rebellious, then today was the day. Surely she was allowed one guilty pleasure. The queue number changed with a buzz, and a man in his 40s hurried up to the counter. His business was soon dealt with, and then a teenage girl was served almost as quickly. However, the last in line was an elderly gentleman who took much longer as he was mumbling and fumbling with bits of paper. Martha was growing impatient. She mustn't be in the bank too long. Somebody might notice her body language or some other detail which might give her away. So she tried her best just to look like an old lady getting some cash out of the bank. Ironically, that was exactly what she was going to do, although the cashier was going to have a shock at the amount she was withdrawing and the fact that the money wasn't necessarily hers. But little details. Martha fished in her coat pocket for a newspaper cutting. She'd saved an article about how much bank robberies cost the banks. The headline read, "This is a robbery." These were, in fact, the very words which had inspired her. The old man at the